I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Monday will mark the opening of the four-week spring gobbler season in West Virginia. Coming up, we'll give you a preview of what to expect in the turkey woods of the Mountain State this year.
The answer is, they only work if you wear them. Yes, Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
I'll stick with life jackets for 400.
They come in new lightweight styles, perfect for any boating activity. Jim!
What are life jackets?
Yes!
Life jackets for 600, please.
Emergencies on the water happen too fast to reach them if they are stowed. Darlene?
What are anchors?
No, I'm sorry. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
Be a winner. Boat smart. Boat safe. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council.
Curtis Taylor is a chief of wildlife for the DNR and also a longtime turkey biologist and avid turkey hunter. He explains he's not alone when it comes to his love of turkey hunting in West Virginia.
All right, the interest in spring gobbler season in West Virginia is still very strong, second only to, deer buck season.
In fact, Taylor says spring turkey hunting has always held a special place in the hearts of mountaineer sportsmen.
It has remained popular. It's probably peaked and leveled off somewhat in terms of hunter numbers. Our last good estimates indicate we've got about 140,000 spring turkey hunters out there.
Taylor anticipates it'll be another strong year, but all that just depends on Mother Nature and what kind of conditions she decides to throw our way.
Well, again, we're always dependent on what the weather does. If we experience a weekend like we just went through, turkey hunting's not going to be too good. We're hoping that it does warm up a little bit and we don't have wind and rain, and that's always a key factor in gobbling activity and hunter success.
But the off-season reproduction, especially in a couple of parts of the state, has been much better than in a few years.
We're better off than we have been in the past years. We did have a fairly decent hatch last year. We're up in some parts of the state. I'm getting very good reports from the southern coal fields and the western counties especially. We had better breed production in those two areas. We had excellent mast crops throughout the state last year, and that's going to bring those birds through the winter in great physical shape, which always helps gobbling activity and the percentage of hens that successfully nest.
Now, there are those who would say West Virginia brings the season in too late. Taylor and his management team at DNR disagree strongly with that assessment.
Our season structure is set on literally a ton of data collected on turkeys since back as far back when Wayne Bailey was working here in 1950. And our season is set to coincide with the second peak of gobbling and the onset of incubation, which means those hens are not available to the gobblers. Once they start incubating eggs, they sit on the nest for 28 days.
Well, the spring gobbler season opens statewide Monday in West Virginia. Hope you'll be there. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.